For Barra Bull Bars in Wagga, this is the start of the finals of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Senior National Super Heavy Pro Final. Tony Lawson starts on the pole, the orange driver in the BA Motorsports entry. Rhys Harradine from Combined Districts Car Club in the 9 starts out of position number 2. Curtis Dixon from Orange starts out of 3 in the 63. The 61 is John Horsburgh. Ogilvie Churchland, Sadler Abbott, Laybutt and Brian are the starting order. And it is Lawson who gets the jump off the start. Down the front straight into turn number 2. Lawson leads the way, getting a wheel in the dirt there that time is Harradine, who also gets a bit of a punt from Dixon as Dixon tries to do the crossover, heading onto the back straight for the first time. Race leader is Lawson. Battle for second, Harradine and also Dixon running second and third at the moment. The Lithgow driver, Harradine, sits in front of Curtis Dixon, and he's got himself a little bit of racing room. Dixon in the Studio 15, CRGs, followed then by Horsburgh in the 61 car. Then it's Ogilvie in the 55, Sadler in the 44, Churchland in the 22. Then it's the 78 of Brian, Abbott in the 11, and Laybutt in the 45. So as the leaders head through the hairpin once again, track starting to dry out. Good breeze across there is going to help that drying process, but still a lot of pooled water all over the circuit. But Tony Lawson, your race leader. Second place is Rhys Harradine. Behind Harradine, Curtis Dixon. Horsburgh in the 61 was very fast yesterday, but hasn't been able to show that speed in the trying conditions. Ogilvie sits in the 55 cart in fifth place. Ian Sadler in the 44, the battery and bits cart. Churchland's in that Steve Kay's auto, number 22. Keegan Bryan, Arnold and Laybutt rounds out the field. So as they work their way across the start finish line now with 12 laps remaining, 3 laps completed, and it's Tony Lawson who is your race leader. Everyone single file now, no battle on the circuit. Oh, around goes two carts down there in turn number 2. That was Dixon, and Dixon spinning in front of one of the other carts there. I think it might have been Ogilvie that got into him. So that will be a costly spin. Harradine now is back there in second place. Dixon, well, Dixon's still in fourth. Horsburgh. Then it's Churchland, Ogilvie, Brian and Sadler, Abbott and Laybutt. Tony Lawson is your race leader. Harradine runs in second. So interesting there. I was sure that was Curtis Dixon who had the spin. And looking at the positions, then the it might have been Ogilvie that was the one that got into the back of him, but Sadler certainly lost a lot of ground as well in that 44 cart. So Ogilvie losing a spot now to Churchland. Then it's back to Brian and Sadler. So Sadler trying to make up some ground. Still plenty of time, as one third race distance is completed. This is the Senior National Super Heavy Pro Final. brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. The Caltex at Grenfell, long-time supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club. And of course, everyone racing this weekend with that Vortex, the Caltex Vortex fuel, which was only available at the Caltex Grenfell. Churchland, Ogilvy, and now Sadler up the inside of the 78 in Bryan. But Sadler can't make the pass. This is a really good battle going for 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th. As the leader, Tony Lawson, has checked out at the front of the field. Harradine starting to be caught by Dixon again. And then it's Churchland, Horsburgh by himself on the racetrack. Churchland runs wide. That opens the door now for Ogilvy. Ogilvy will try the crossover move going through the infield, and Ogilvy takes the spot. Good move there by Ogilvy. Sadler still can't get past Bryan. He's getting frustrated back there in that 44 cart. But Ogilvy up to fifth place. Now, can he start to catch Horsburgh, who's 5.9 seconds ahead of him? Ogilvy starting to get a bit of a gap on Churchland now that he's got some clear track ahead of him. The race leader is the 77 of Tony Lawson. He's closing in now on Max Laybutt in the 45 card, who currently runs in 10th position, to put him a lap down. Now the battle further back in the field. It's Bryan still holding off Sadler as they come through the infield, as the rain just starts to fall once again on the circuit. So the rain certainly has been the biggest factor on racing this weekend. Ogilvy kicking away from Churchland, and it looks like Sadler has finally made the pass on Bryan as they go down the back straight. No, Churchland is coming back on Bryan. So Bryan had made the pass on Churchland, and Sadler is now trying to try and go up the inside through the infield section, and Sadler gets past Churchland as well. Churchland fights back, but Sadler makes the pass as well. So Ogilvy up in the 55 cart to fifth, trying to close in on Horsburgh. He's pulled 0.6 of a second in the last two laps out of Horsburgh's advantage. Lawson, your race leader, has a 3.078 second lead over Rhys Harradine. Dixon is half a second behind Harradine, which is absolutely nothing. In fact, it's a cart length now as they come across the line. That gap, 0.3 of a second.
Can you do us a favour?
Mm-hmm.
Ask people if they would have got $1 or $2 coins to come and, if they would come and cash them.
All right. No worries. Just had a request. Just had a request from the officials. They're looking for coins in the canteen. They're looking for coins in the canteen. So anyone that wants to swap their change out, maybe buy something with the change or just swap it out for notes, feel free to come down to the canteen now and you can change your change for notes, and that will help the canteen out immensely. So Tony Lawson continues to lead. 11 laps completed here in the Senior National Super Heavy Pro Final, brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. Second place, Rhys Harradine. Curtis Dixon back there in third. Ogilvy is caught and passed Horsburgh. So Horsburgh back down to fifth position. Churchland, Bryan, they've been having a great battle. Sadler's in trouble here. He's off the circuit. Didn't see where he came off, though. And Lawson, Harradine, a gap, 2.8 seconds now. Labour about to be lapped by Ogilvy in the 55. Horsburgh in the 61 runs in fifth position. Then it's back to Brian, who's got back ahead of Churchland, followed by Abbott. Laybutt now running ninth place, one lap down on the leader. So Churchland has had a back and forth scrap with Brian right throughout this race. And now starting to warm up is the battle for second as Harradine and Dixon. Harradine on the outside, Dixon on the inside makes the dive into turn number two. And Dixon goes up into second. Harradine fighting back now as they enter the S's. It's Dixon holding off Harradine for second place as he completes the pass and gets himself a little bit of room. In second, dives down into the hairpin. Now, white flag at the ready. Can this battle for second catch Tony Lawson, who seems to be slowing up somewhat at the front of the field, sideways onto the sweeper, and Dixon and Harradine are really mixing it up here as they head down into turn number two. What will happen here? Harradine looks to dive bomb Dixon. He can't make it, and Dixon is through in second place still. Ogilvy and Horsburgh still continue on their battle. Brian and Churchland, that one's been resolved. Less than a half a lap to go now. Lawson is your race leader. He's very conservative into the final time. Dixon still trying to make a charge. The gap was 2.2 seconds with the white flag out. The checkered flag waves now. Lawson takes the victory. Dixon home in second. Harradine in third. A 2.1 second victory in the end for Tony Lawson of Orange in the BA Motorsports entry. Curtis Dixon home in second in the Studio 15 CRG. Reese Harradine home in third. That's the Lithgow driver. Ogilvy in fourth. Horsburgh in fifth. Then it's Keegan ahead of Churchland with Abbott and Laybutt rounding out the finishers here in the Senior National Super Heavy Pro Final. Brought to you by Caltex Grenfell, the Caltex service station in Grenfell, a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Stephen Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip, or even have a bite to eat at the Star Diner. We thank Caltex Grenfell for their support of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
In-flight emergency room, or In-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia or anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. In-flight ER, we will be there in your time of most need. In-flight ER, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home, or have a bite at the Star Diner. Caltex Grenfell, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of pre-mixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and our river pebble specialists. Tegra, long-time sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fences, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or small. Mad Harry's Steel Yard, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Yeah, just a reminder, if you've got some gold coins that you want to change over for notes down there at the canteen, they're in desperate need for some more gold coins, so please, if you could help out, head over to the canteen and swap out your change for some notes, or even just buy some more raffle tickets. So Open Performance brought to you by Ruiz Construction here at the Bar Up Bull Bars, Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Stephen Hampson's in the 35, he'll start from the pole. Daniel Humphreys in the 14, starts out at 2. Adrian Hogan in the 7. Harrison Knight in the 42, Robert Hogan's in the 6, Mark Townsend in the 13, Brent Logan in the 25, and Danny Jarks in the 43. We're away and racing, and Hogan and Logan. Adrian Hogan just very upset. He felt like he got punted there, and off the circuit, Now, Brent Logan had nowhere to go. He was already going wide. The Logan cart was just, the Hogan cart was just sliding across the grass, and Brent Logan just got slammed into and put out of the race. Now, Adrian Hogan is going to be a man on a mission, but oh no, the cart's packing up as he goes down the back straight, so he's not going to be able to catch and perhaps rectify the problem as he saw it off the start. Or is he just laying? Is he just laying low here? Well, he's about to get the black and white diagonals. So let's see if he pulls off the circuit. No, he doesn't. So we get the black and white diagonals. Yes, he does. He does in the end. So that leaves Adrian Hogan out on the track, and he's just made the pass on the go hosting number 38 of Stephen Hampson, who had the lead in the early going. But Hogan takes the lead from Stephen Hampson. Harrison Knight's in third, Humphreys in fourth, Jarks in fifth, and Townsend in sixth position. So Hampson working his way through the infield. Hampson makes a great move through the infield, left-handers, and gets back past Robert Hogan to lead. So the go-hosting stable carding, number 38 of Stephen Hampson, leading the way. No, diving up the inside, Robert Hogan makes the move once again. So Hogan goes back to the lead. Harrison Knight sitting in third, just waiting to pick up the pieces here. You feel that something is going to go wrong. Down into the hairpin, Hampson makes the move back to the front. Robert Hogan sits in second. Here comes Knight. Knight looking to make a move on Robert Hogan that time. Couldn't pull it off. As they head through turn one and back down the start straight, the front straight. Hampson leading the way. He got himself a half a second buffer that time over Robert Hogan. The track certainly treacherous conditions here. As Hampson, well, he just took a different line through the hairpin this time. That put Robert Hogan off his line and has opened the door for Harrison Knight. So Harrison Knight up to a second position now. Stephen Hampson, your race leader. Harrison Knight second, and Robert Hogan in third. Daniel Humphreys in the 14 cart runs in fourth with Mark Townsend and Danny Jarks rounding out the field. Open performance final here, brought to you by Roos Construction. As they head through the hairpin once again, Hampson and Knight nose to tail. Robert Hogan right there trying to influence the contest as well. Townsend makes a good move to get himself ahead of Humphreys, who's sideways coming around the sweeper. Hampson, Knight, Hogan, Townsend, Humphreys, Jarks is the running order. But Knight really on a mission. As they head down the back straight once again, 100 metres is the length of the back straight. As they come into the hairpin, Knight makes the move and goes ahead of Hampson. So Knight now with a good move in the hairpin. Hampson shuffled back to second in the go hosting cart. Harrison Knight in the stable carding Intrepid leads the way. Although that Knight cart looks more like a Tony cart than an Intrepid to me. As Hampson loses another spot now to Robert Hogan. That's the cart shed Monaco of Robert Hogan in cart number six. As wide and into the dirt. Three wide, they come off the hairpin that time. And your race leader is now Robert Hogan. Robert Hogan goes back to the front. Knight, his re-entry, made it three wide. Certainly Hampson's trying to do some work, but he's got some pressure being applied to him now by the form of the 13 card. of Mark Townsend. So Robert Hogan leads the way from Harrison Knight, Stephen Hampson, then it's Mark Townsend. What a great battle this open performance final has been so far. Up the S's once again. Hampson looks like he's just losing the handle on the card. It looks so dominant in the pre-final, but now he's just not able to control it as well. Was that a touch from Harrison Knight onto the back of Hogan? And Hogan will hold on to the front spot as Knight and Hogan at the front pull away from Hampson and Townsend. Townsend about to make the move once again, going down into the hairpin. Oh, sideways! Robert Hogan through the hairpin, and that is going to give Knight a big chance here. He tries the crossover move through the infield. They're sideways. Hogan hangs on to the lead for the moment. So Hogan in the six. The 42 is Knight. Then a gap back of 1.8 seconds to Hampson and Townsend. And now starting to range up onto that battle for third and fourth is the 14 of Daniel Humphreys. So as the leader heads into the hairpin, he goes wide again. Knight takes him for the moment. No, line to the infield is still with Hogan. Knight tried to stick his nose up the inside on a crossover move, but it didn't come off. Great open performance racing action in slippery and wet conditions. And it has been an exciting open performance final brought to you by Ruhr's Constructions. Danny Jark sitting back there in the 43 cart, running in sixth place. Just keeping away from all the shenanigans that's happening up ahead of him. As again, Hogan runs wide. Knight takes the tight line. Knight's got him this time. Side by side into the infield. And the crossover move's made by Knight. Great move. Set him up going into the infield left-handers. And now Harrison Knight has opened up a hole shot from that that gives him a huge lead. 0.7 of a second. And that was basically in two corners that he was able to set that up. Just found the hole shot there and has jumped away. So with some clean track, he was out in front before and misjudged the hairpin. Don't think he wants to make that mistake again, because he certainly had a battle to get the lead back. So Knight in the stable karting, number 42, leading Hogan in the kart shed. B&R, number 6. Then it's back to Hampson in the Goa hosting stable karting, 38. Behind him, the Townsend Plumbing, number 13 of Mark Townsend. Daniel Humphreys in the 14 and Daniel Jarks in the 43 rounds out the field. Well, Harrison Knight has opened up a huge advantage. A 2 second lap quicker than the rest of the field has given him a huge advantage as the white flag is out now. Harrison Knight is leading the way from Robert Hogan. Then it's back to Sean Hampson. Townsend has got Humphreys up the inside of him. Humphreys almost made the pass. They're side by side down into turn number two, and Humphreys is the race up into fourth position ahead of Townsend and Jarks, who rounds out the field. So the Ruse Construction open performance final. Leader Harrison Knight heads through the infield for the final time, and the chequered flag waves. Harrison Knight takes the victory from Robert Hogan. Hogan comes home in second. Hampson in third. Fourth place is Humphreys. Townsend is in fifth. And Danny Jarks rounds out the field. Thanks to Ruhr's Construction, they provide advice on and construct buildings for both future homeowners with a dream and developers seeking the right manager to take control of their project. Proudly servicing the Canberra region, Ruhr's Construction. Check out their website for more details of their services. And don't forget to support the people who support karting in your local area.
Canberra Cart Shed, supporting Junior Clubmen this weekend, is a full-service cart shop including setup and repairs, engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure. See Brett at the track. West Limes, the best lime. Suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Proud sponsor of the Grenfell Cart Club. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving, servicing Grenfell and surrounding districts. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving are the leading earthmoving contractor in the region, specialising in roads, dams and subdivisions, and sponsor of the Bob Hind Memorial.
So as we get set now for Senior National Pro, Senior National Pro brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Come down and enjoy all the facilities of the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including the Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club continuing their support of the Bob Hind Memorial this year, and we thank them for that. Also, just a reminder, looking to for some gold coins down there in the canteen, so if you can head down to the canteen, they'll swap out your gold coins for notes, or even if you want to make a donation or buy a couple more raffle tickets, a canteen in desperate need for some gold coins. Nicholas Riley in the 97 is starting from the pole here in Senior National Pro. Dubbo driver will have Sean Costello from Victoria right next to him. The 16 is Scott Harris. 60 is Jeremy Lavelle. 95 of Matthew Piper. He backed up quite badly in the pre-final. Hopefully he's found the problem there. Jared Whitty in the 90. Andreas Cronus in the 6, Dean Wanless in the 75, Stephen Angelucci in the 87, 47 is Terry Selwood, Ian Thornton's in the 9, Brandon Boots in the 30, Harrison Inwood in the 43, Tom Mainwaring's in the 73, Nathan Carr's in the 50, Eric Angelucci in the 86, Dean Heffram in the 65, Mark Dunbar's in the 56, Robert Dixon in the 62, Sarah Cozzi in the 71, Brendan White in the 21, Jason Bender in the 7, David Dunbar in the 81, and Gary Cozzi starting tail in Charlie on the field in the 89. Away and racing, and it's Costello who gets a huge jump. Going with him is Lavelle off the outside of the second row as he Costello gets into a big tank slapper going down into turn number 2. All the carts seem to be getting through turn 2 cleanly there, as it's Costello from Victoria in the Snap Racing RGI AMR Arrow that leads the way. Sideways through the hairpin, 60 of Lavelle will drop a spot there to Riley, and Riley is up into second position. 3 wide going into the infield. I don't know how well that's going to work out. They all make it through amazingly. The 50 there of Nathan Carr just making a big lunge and turning it 3 wide as he went through the infield. That battle was down for 13th position. As the leader checks out at the front of the field, still plenty of battles going on. And the Nathan Carr battle is a pretty good one, with Gary Cozzi, who started last in the field in that Dayglow orange driving, in the Dayglow orange wet weather overalls, has driven up to 14th already. So in a field of 28, he's already got himself halfway through that field in the course of 2 laps. So watch the 89 cart as he dives up the inside of the 87. That's Stephen Angelucci. So he's up to 11th place now, Gary Cozzi. Sean Costello is your leader from Riley. Lavelle Harris has got past Witty there in the battle for 4th and 5th. Piper not going anywhere, back there in 6th position in the 95 cart. Cronus, Wanless, Selwood, Boots and Cozzi are your top 11 carts. And I think Cozzi is looking to make it top 10 as he goes through the hairpin now and dives up the inside. And Cozzi is now, Gary Cozzi, into the top 10 after starting last in this field 2 laps ago. So, amazing drive from Gary Cozzi. He'll have some tough work to do to get past the rest of these carts in front of him, but what a fantastic drive. Now, battle back further in the field is going on between Piper and Angelou and Cronus. Matthew Piper and Cronus just look like they came together coming out of turn number 2. They're nose to tail now as they are battling it out for 6th and 7th position. Witty and Harris. Well, Witty has made the pass on Harris and is up now into 4th place. So Gary Cozzi still sits in 10th. He's looking to try and close in on Terry Selwood. Selwood is, well, 2.4 seconds ahead of Cozzi at the moment. Leader is Sean Costello. Costello has Riley right on his back bumper now. In fact, Riley has made the pass going into the hairpin. No, he hasn't. He tried to make the move. He's putting the pressure on. But Costello continues to lead in the snap racing cart number 2. Oh, Cronus is off the racetrack there. So Cronus, who had got himself up into about 5th position, has now dropped back and will find himself down in 7th or 8th. Gary Cozzi still back there in 10th. He is closed up by about a half a second on the back of Terry Selwood. In fact, he's down to about 3 cart lengths now as the race leader heads into the start-finish sweeper. And on the sweeper now, the Snap Racing number 2 leads the way from the OMR Race Engines, number 97 of Nicholas Riley. Jeremy Lavelle runs in 3rd still. Back in the field, Gary Cozzi in that orange driving suit is up on the back of Terry Selwood now, and Selwood is not giving him an easy time. Cozzi from Wollongong, Selwood from Orange. As, oh, around goes, I think that, is that Cronus again? No, it's the 60 cart. So, the 60 cart of Jeremy Lavelle has lost a number of places. Cozzi has got Selwood now, and he's up onto the back of Lavelle in the 60 cart. So, Gary Cozzi in the 89, up to 9th, and is charging down on 8th place as Nicholas Riley has made the pass, and we have a new race leader. So Riley leading the way from Costello, although Costello not letting him go at all as they come onto the back marker, the 21 of Brendan White. Across the start finish line, 8 laps completed. So over half race distance. And it's Riley, Costello, then it's Piper. Well, Piper was up to 3rd. He's been shuffled back by Witty and Harris on that lap. And Piper goes around the outside of Witty now. So he'll take 4th place back. Cozzi still in 9th, can't get past Lavelle, who's closing in on Dean Wanless in the 75 cart. So as our leaders, side by side through the infield, Costello makes a lunge on Riley. Riley holds off the challenge for the moment. Nine laps completed. Now it in the 90 card, up the inside of the back marker white with his Harris in the 16 in hot pursuit. Oh, yellow flag down there in the hairpin. And off the circuit there is the 73 of Tom Manwaring. So Manwaring losing a bunch of spots there. As your leader is still Nicholas Riley. And oh, off the circuit, that is the 60 card of Lavelle. So Lavelle, who was running in 8th spot, is off the circuit, and that now leaves Cozzy to deal with the 75 of Dean Wanless. So Gary Cozzy, who started in 28th place, or no, it can't be that many, 24th place, is now up into 8th place on the racetrack, and he is closing in on the 75 of Dean Wanless. Whitty is in the battle with Scott Harris. Harris had him for a moment. Whitty got back underneath him going into the hairpin, but Harris got off the hairpin better. And now Harris is back up to third position. So Wanless in the 75, holding Gary Cozzy at bay. As Gary Cozzy's off through the sweeper into the dirt, and that will lose him a bit more ground. 12 laps as a spinner further back in the pack. That was the 7 card of Jason Bender. He had a lot of problems in the pre-final. And another spinner on the infield is the 30 card of Brandon Boots. So Boots off the circuit in the infield, and that will drop him further back as the leaders are making their way. So the leader in Riley going past Bender. Here comes Costello up the inside of Riley. He made the most of the back markers to use him as a pick, and Costello retakes the lead going into turn number 2. But Costello has back markers he's got to deal with as well. He's slow onto the back straight. Can Riley react? And we have another card. That's Wanless who's off on the infield. So Wanless off on the infield means that Cozzy has got another spot. He's up to 7th place. Nicholas Riley, Sean Costello. Costello just forced his way through the 73 card of Manwaring, and that has given him a little bit of breathing room with less than two laps left to run now. Gary Cozzy with a fair bit of work to do to try and catch Matthew Piper in 6th position, but that has been the drive of the race. Gary Cozzy from last at the start up to 7th position as the leaders head towards the white flag. Riley with some work to do. There's a 2-card length gap as they're going through the infield. Now, back marker once again can prove to be a factor. That's the 71 this time of Sarah Cozzy. And Sarah Cozzy almost slammed the door on Riley there, running in second. Costello with the lead, all out of shape, going into turn number 2. Harris has got plenty of pressure on his back bumper from Whitty. Whitty looking to make the move into turn number 2 on Harris. He'll grab third position. So Whitty back up to third. No, Harris goes straight back underneath him. So some great racing here. Costello goes wide, going into the hairpin. Riley dive bombs him, then runs him wide, coming off through the infield. A back marker. Riley, has he done enough to take the victory? Costello and Riley side by side. Costello tries to set him up, going to the zoom, he makes the pass. Riley goes out wide, gets a wheel in the dirt, and Costello takes the victory. Riley comes home in second. Whitty home in third, ahead of Harris. Oh, and Cronus off the racetrack has finished in fifth with Piper in sixth. Gary Cozzy, what a drive in the 89 cart to finish in seventh. Nathan Carr in the 50 will come home ahead of David Dunbar, the Bathurst driver there, in ninth. Terry Selwood in 10th. Then it's back to Stephen Angelucci. Oh. As contact there, Brendan White has... Eric Angelucci was so far off the racetrack then, he hasn't been picked up on the timing and scoring. He was shown in 15th position, one lap down. Sarah Cozzi, Robert Dixon, Tom Manwaring, Braden Boots, Jason Bender, Brendan White. What a race. 21 finishes out of the 24 that started the race. So, Eric Angelucci, unfortunately, they're having to miss the spinning carts as... come across the finish line, but not being picked up by timing and scoring. So I guess the officials will have to work that one out. But Sean Costello, the Victorian, takes out the Bob High Memorial here in Senior National Pro. Senior National Pro, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Fantastic racing there. This is the Bar Up Bull Bars Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
The Grenfell Kart Club thanks Bar Up Bull Bars and Blogger for their ongoing support of the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Bar Up Bull Bars specialises in manufacturing bull bars and bumpers for all types.
He was the last card on the lead lap, I think.
To imitate, there is no substitute for the original. There is only one Bar Up with quality and service that is rivaled by no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including rinks, bistro and restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Caltech Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home, or have a bite at the Star Diner. Caltech's Grenfell, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Canberra Kart Shed, supporting junior clubmen this weekend, is a full-service kart shop including setup and repairs as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track.
Corey Donnell in the 60 will start from the pole. Ryan Pike in the 96. Jack Dare in the 11. Charlotte Pointing in the 25. Then it's Emily Kilpatrick in the 43. Jackie Isrin in the 33. Back then, well, Jackie Isrin is just going out there now, so Jackie Isrin just going to try and get back into position number 6. The 81 is Jack Westcombe Casey. 22 is Lachlan Chancellor. Casey Fenton is back there in the 7th position. Lachlan Chancellor is back there in position number 8. Casey Fenton in the 68. The 55 is Brendan Croxton. 19, Cody Boulding. Luke Wrigley in the 64. Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Jared Prendergast in the 69. The P-platers of Blake Cianardo and Katie Everingham in the 38 and 3 at the back end of the field. Away and racing, and Corey Donnell gets a huge jump off the start. Jack Dare goes with him. Pike drops back a couple of spots as they head to turn number 2. Dare drops a spot going into turn 2 as Pike grabs second position back. Leader is Donnell, the Victorian, the blue number plate signifying a state championship in the junior national class. As Donnell runs wide going through the hairpin, the Oakley driver leading from Newcastle's Ryan Pike. Back there's Jack Dare, the Wagga driver in the 11 cart. That's the Rotto sand and gravel cart, followed by the 25 from Lithgow, the John Cook Entertainment Charlotte Pointings cart. Then it's Luke Wrigley from Dubbo, Isrin from the North Shore Karting Club, which races at Eastern Creek. Kilpatrick is back there in 7th. 8th is Westcombe Casey. Balding in 9th. and Fenton rounds out the top 10. So the leaders kicking away here, Donald and Pike getting away from Dare in third position. Then a good battle, Ponting, Wrigley and Isrin. They had a great battle in the pre-final as well, and they're mixing it up again as Isrin tries to go to the inside of Ponting. Isrin, well, just looks to do the crossover, has the inside line going through one and takes the spot from Ponting. So Wrigley gets past Ponting early in the lap, and Isrin goes past at the start of lap number 3. So Donald Pike, still 2 cart lengths the difference there. They're running very wide round the hairpin, trying to find as much grip as they can in these wet conditions. The rain is starting to pick up once again out on the circuit. So Donald and Pike, nose to tail across the start finish line. Then back to Dare, who's got breathing room for the moment from Wrigley, who is trying to close in on him. Isrin, Ponting, Kilpatrick, Westcombe, Casey, Bolton and Fenton are your top 10 still. The 3 cart of Katie Everingham pulling off the circuit there. So not sure what the problem was there with Katie Everingham, but decided enough's enough and has withdrawn from this event. So Donald in the AMR RGI graphics cart runs wide and gets a wheel into the dirt there, coming around the sweeper at the start finish line, and that gives Pike the lead. So Pike didn't have to force his way through in the end. Donald just basically handed it up to him, and that has allowed Jack Dare to close up a little bit in that battle. Now, good one battle going on further back for 11th, 12th and 13th. Lachlan Chancellor, Jamie Prendergast in the 22 and 23. They've been swapping positions now. I think Chancellor has got that spot and looking to close in on the 69 of Jared Prendergast. Luke Wrigley closing in the 64 deadly car on the 11 of Jack Dare in third position. As Cody Boulding runs wide now, and he's going to have the 68 at Casey Fenton right on his back bumper. Spin there, for Jamie Prendergast. So Jamie Prendergast loses a couple more spots and drops to the tail end of the field. Oh, and Prendergast almost spins out going through turn number 1. As the leaders head down to complete lap 6. And it looks like Pike is starting to get away from Donald. Dare is getting caught by Wrigley. And Isrin now has got Kilpatrick, who came on strong in the latter going of the pre-final, is closing in on Isrin now. So Ryan Pike, your race leader. The battle is for third. Dare and Wrigley, nose to tail, going into the hairpin. As Isrin is cleared away from Kilpatrick slightly. Kilpatrick trying to come back, but the 64 of Luke Wrigley makes the pass on Dare. He didn't waste any time, just caught him, passed him. And now, can Luke Wrigley close in on the front two, or 4.5 seconds up the track from him? Wrigley running at around the 43.7 mark, and Pike, who's running at a 43.1. So Wrigley will have to find some speed to be able to close up. One driver that is closing up, Emily Kilpatrick. As again, Jamie Prendergast goes around, and Prendergast decides to come into the pit lane after having a number of spins, this last one right in front of the leaders. So through turn 5 now, and we've got another battle here between the 68 of Fenton and Cody Balding. They've been swapping around and battling on for a few laps, and this is giving the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor, who's in 11th place, now the opportunity of closing up again. So watch the 22 on the back of the 19, and Chancellor makes the pass going into the S's and onto the back straight. Now Chancellor will set his sights on the 68 of Casey Fenton. Oh, runs very wide going through the hairpin that time as Chancellor, as Fenton with some work to do. Isran and pointing. Westcombe. Well, Kilpatrick's made a mistake out there. I didn't see where Kilpatrick came off the track, but she has dropped down to 8th position now. So as the race leader, Ryan Pike is on lap number 10 of 15 in the Jamburin Engines Easy Tune cart. Across the start-finish line, completing 10 laps. Corey Donald, the Victorian, sits back there in second. Wrigley in third, Dare in fourth. Isran now by himself in fifth place. Poyning is back there in sixth. Westcombe Casey, Kilpatrick. Then it's back to Chancellor, who has got Fenton and Balding behind him now. Further back then to Jared Prendergast. Snedero, Croxton are the final runners out on the circuit. And in fact, the 38 of Snedero is about to go a lap down. In fact, I think Croxton is off the circuit somewhere in the 55 cut. I haven't seen him come past for a lap or so. Now another spinner down there in turn number 5, and that is again the 43 cut of Emily Kilpatrick. So Kilpatrick has a spin down there through turn 5, but doesn't lose a spot. She had a bit of breathing room over Lachlan Chancellor, so Chancellor will try and close up that gap now and bring her back into a battle. The Carlos IGA in Grenfell are proud sponsors of Junior National Heavy, as 12 laps are now completed at the front of the field by Ryan Pike, who led early. Then Donald got the lead and had the lead for a couple of laps until he put a wheel out into the dirt on the start-finish sweeper, and that was the opportunity which handed Pike back the lead. Pike up the inside now of Croxton, is still out there, of Snedero, the P-plater. And that P-plater has made a move, just costing a bit of time for Pike, and that has given Donald the opportunity to close back up again. Penultimate lap here in the Junior National Heavy Final. The Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. I think this is probably the wettest Bob High Memorial we've ever had in the 6-year history of the race. No, we've had occasional showers, but this has been certainly wet all through the entire race meeting. It hasn't lost anything in the racing, though. We've seen some great racing action as Pike gets the white flag across the start-finish line. Donald in second. Then it's a big gap back to Luke Wrigley and Jack Dare, who are running in third and fourth position. So what can Donald do here in the closing stages? Can he put enough pressure on to get Pike to make a mistake? He closes up through the S's and now onto the back straight. It's a 3-car length gap. 55 card of Croxton off the circuit. And yes, he does put enough pressure on. And down there in turn number 5, Pike makes the mistake. And Donald goes through, but through the infield. Pike gets a back pass. Then a touch. It's a touch. And Riley will come back through. And Riley will get to the checkered flag first. Corey Donald will be back there in second. Luke Wrigley in third. Jack Dare in fourth. Isran in fifth place. Then it's back to Westcombe Casey in the 81, who will hold off Charlotte Pining. Lachlan Chancellor should be the next cart through, as Emily Kilpatrick, after a very strong run forward, had a few offs which cost her a number of places. Casey Fenton and Cody Balding round out the lead lap runners. Well, Ryan Pike gets there in the end. Corey Donnell was able to put the pressure on enough, got the lead back going into turn number five, the hairpin. They changed positions three more times before the checkered flag, and Pike was first to the checkered flag.
DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company which manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing carts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world. And gold sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA, sponsor of Junior National Light and Heavy. In-Flight Emergency Room, or In-Flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia or anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. In-Flight ER, we will be there in your time of most need. In-Flight ER, proud sponsors of the Grenville Kart Club. Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fences, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or small. Mad Harry's Steel Yard, proud sponsor of the Grenville Kart Club.
So a huge field of rookies heading out onto the circuit now. Cadets. Peter O'Brien in the 61 will start on the pole. Of course, the cadets brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. So Noah Sands in the 65, Conan Brooks in the 33, Mayor Bolton in the 23, Josh Sargent in the 74, Josh Haynes in the 10, Baden Phillips in the 21, McOneill in the 81, Finlay Allen in the 28, watch for him to come through the field, Lachlan Lawson in the 15, Theodore Levain's in the 8, Cooper Allen in the 19, Caleb Heffron in the 64, Bailey Hazard's in the 55, Sebastian Ruiz in the 6, Hunter Ross in the 26, Shannon Mortlock in the 36, the 76 is Connor Goodman, the 9 William Cozzi, Henry McLansborough is in the 77, and Mark Selms in the 18. Away and racing, and it's a 33 of Brooks that gets the jump ahead of Brian. Stacks on the mill as one cart slowing noticeably down the back straight. Looks to be the 23 cart of 23. I can't quite pick up who that is at the moment. Yellow flags are out in there. Couldn't see a cart that has spun though. So they're all seem to be through into the hairpin this time. They're 3-4 wide into the infield. Further back in the pack, that's Finlay Allen, who's made the move up through. One card off into the kitty litter there, as the 21's going to rejoin. That is the Phillips card. Levain's will go up the inside of him as he goes down the front straight. It's O'Brien, Haynes. Then it's back to Brooks, O'Neill, Sands, Sargent, Finlay Allen, Lawson, Cooper Allen, Phillips, Levain's, Hazard, Heffron, Ruiz, Mortlock, Cozzi, Ross, Goodman, Selms and Bolton. Mia Bolton, who started up in the top four, is back down in 20th position. So that was the cart that I saw slowing off the start, and she will have a lot of work to do now to try and catch back up. So Phillips trying to make a move up the inside of the 18 of Cooper, 19 of Cooper Allen, and Bailey Hazard there. Well, Phillips has made the move on the 55 of Hazard. Noah Sands, who started on the outside of the front row, also down in ninth position. So Brian, Brooks, Haynes, those two cars swapping positions again as they come off the turn three, and it looks like that Brooks has fallen back well down through the pack. And in fact, what's happened to Peter O'Brien there? He's run back, and it's Haynes who was leading the race for a moment from Brooks. So Brooks in the 33, Haynes, then it's Sargent. Finlay Allen's worked his way up through the field. Back then to Peter O'Neill, who was the race leader. Lachlan Lawson, Levain's back there further with Sands Phillips. As it's plenty of action right around this field of cadets. As they head onto the back straight again, it's Josh Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway that leads the way. From the Brooks Motor Cars, number 33 of Kane Brooks, has further back then you have Finlay Allen ahead of Josh Sargent now. So Finlay Allen, Josh Sargent, then it's back to O'Neill, and ahead of O'Neill is O'Brien now. So we'll concentrate at the front of the field as Haynes and Brooks lead the way. Finlay Allen in the 28, that's the in-flight ER cart, leads the Tegra cart. Well, it looked like Josh Sargent was trying to make a move there, lost a bit of ground having to lift with Peter O'Brien, and Mac O'Neill starting to fall away. No, O'Brien's back into the back, and now as the front runners, Haynes and Brooks, go very wide, and they all concertina back together as Allen in third place. Oh, Sargent finds around the outside. O'Brien makes the move up to fourth. So Haynes, then it's back to Brooks, Allen, O'Neill, Sargent. O'Brien, Sargent, O'Neill. Levain's has got past Lawson, and he's up into seventh position. So the leaders head down the back straight once again. They've completed five laps. They're on lap number six of 15. And they're coming up on the back marker of Mark Selms. Now, Selms proved to be a big factor in the racing earlier today. So Haynes, who's got a little bit of breathing room. Sargent's going to have O'Brien up the inside of him now, going into turn one. And they touch, going down the front straight. O'Brien makes the move and opens the door up for Mac O'Neill to dive back through. So stacks on the mills as the back marker really starts to mix things up down and around turn number three. And Josh Haynes leads the way from Finlay Allen. So the two Canberra drivers leads the Aubrey driver of Kane Brooks. Haynes in the 10 kart, that's the Power Kart Raceway entry. Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER kart. They've broken away from Brooks, O'Brien, Sargent and O'Neill now at the front of the field. But still, just coming towards half race distance now. So there's plenty of life left in this race. Good move by Sands here. Looks like, no, it's further back than that. It looks like it's Cooper Allen on Caleb Heffron. Cart off the circuit down there in turn number two. That's the 15 card, I think, of Lawson. So Lachlan Lawson will lose a few positions. Leader is now Finlay Allen. So Finlay Allen makes the pass and takes the lead from Haynes, Brooks. And the top three really starting to open up their advantage. O'Brien, Sargent, O'Neill. Well, it looks like Sargent's broken away from O'Neill now, who's got Levain's putting the pressure on his back bumper. Oh, round goes the 64. That's Caleb Heffron. He was racing with Cooper Allen, and now he's lost a few more spots there. So as the leader will come up onto the back of cart 36, that's Shannon Mortlock. Finley Allen leads the way here from Josh Haynes, who has got Conan Brooks. He tried to make a move down the front straight. O'Brien, Sargent. Well, they'll be looking towards this back marker. Getting involved here. Side-by-side racing through turn three. And that's Finley Allen. He's got the advantage now of Haynes. Haynes and Finley Allen. As a spinner here, that's Selms again, who spun on the sweeper. And diving up the inside is the 33. So Finley Allen gets past to the front of the field. He finds Brooks now in pursuit as Haynes slots back one. Now it's Sargent and O'Brien. They've been drawn back in. Now slow cart on the circuit. Further ahead, that's Selms' cart, which is what the yellow flag was for. Race leader is still Finley Allen, but Brooks is right on the back of him now as they go through turn three. Now Brooks makes the pass going down the back straight. So the Victorian is your new race leader. He runs wide going into turn five, and that means Brooks is passed again by Allen. Haynes, now Sargent trying to get back past O'Brien. Levaines is back there as well. They're all stacked up trying to get through this traffic, and it's heavy traffic at the moment. As the leaders head down into turn number two, there's two slower carts which are going to be a problem, and that has allowed Finley Allen to grab the lead back. No! Finley Allen spins going into turn three. That means Brooks is all by himself now in the lead. He runs wide, going into turn five. Josh Sargent now up to second. He's got O'Brien behind him. O'Brien trying, he's cut left, cut right, just cannot make the pass back on Sargent. So with 12 laps now completed, Sargent runs in second. Then it's back to O'Brien and Levaines. Back then to Allen and Haynes. Then it's back to Lawson in the 15, Hazard, O'Neill. Plenty of pressure here at the front of the field, but it looks like Brooks has got himself a handy buffer. 2.1 seconds is the gap between the leader, the Brooks Motorcars, Tony Carp from Albury of Kyne Brooks in the 33. Sargent still holding off Peter O'Brien, the pole sitter in the pre-final. Brooks is away at the front of the field. He had 2.1 second lead last lap. I think that might have been extended here. Oh, O'Brien makes a mistake coming through the sweeper, and that has given Levaines a chance to make a lunge at him. The gap now 2.5 seconds between first and second. Sargent very conservative going into turn two. O'Brien closes back up, but he gets out of the corner better, so he opens that gap once again. Battle now between Allen and Haynes, going on back there for fifth and sixth spot. As Haynes looking to go up the inside of Allen. Allen and Haynes side by side as they go into the infield now. And Finley Allen in the 28 will hold on to a fifth position. So white flag is out. Brooks leading the way. Well, you can't take anything for granted today. There's been mistakes on the last lap aplenty here in the finals leading up to this one. And in the Canberra Kart Shed Cadets final, Sargent running in second. O'Brien! Oh, O'Brien puts the pressure on and Sargent spins. He'll gather it up and back to sixth position for Sargent now, as Brooks heads through the hairpin for the final time into the infield, and Brooks will take the checkered flag. Cohen Brooks from Albury takes the victory. O'Brien finishes in second. Third place goes to Levaines. Then it's Allen back to Haynes, Sargent, Lawson, O'Neill, Hazard, back then to Sands, Phillips, Cooper Allen will be the next card on the leader's lap across the start-finish line. Sebastian Ruiz also on the leader's lap. Good drive by him. Then it's Caleb Heffron, the final cart on the leader's lap in cart 64. Laps down, William Cozzi, Connor Goodman, Shannon Mortlock, Hunter Ross, Mark Selms. Unfortunately for Mia Bolton, she only was able to complete one lap. Very, very good weekend for the Grenfell driver. So the Canberra Kart Shed presenting the cadets this weekend. The Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs. We thank Brett for all his support throughout the Bob Hine Memorials and Festival of the Kids.
Supercheap Auto Young is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Supercheap Autos is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos also stocks a wide range of tools and accessories for DIY home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garage and the shed. Make sure that you get your raffle ticket in the Supercheap Monster Raffle at the canteen, with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, hardware and painting supplies to a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link sponsor of the rookies at the Bob Hine Memorial. Brewers Constructions provides advice on and constructs buildings for both future homeowners with a dream and developers seeking the right manager to take control of their project. Proudly servicing the Canberra region, Brewers Constructions, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of pre-mixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and our rubber pebble specialists. Tegra, long-time sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Cadet P plates, well, they've decided they're going to do a 10-lap final instead of a 15-lap final. So Tyler Horner Donnelly in the M&M Investments card starts on the pole in the 61. Michaela Boots in the 42 starts out of 2. Brooklyn Scriberis in the 70 starts out of position number 3. Joseph Waddell starts out of position number 4 in the 16. Isabella Jess in the 12 starts out of position number 5. Lawrence Shepherd Ashby in the 65. Then it's Cruz Brinchner in the 18 and Catherine Morris in the 17P. Yes.
Yes.
The result of Junior National Heavy.
61P of Horner Donnelly will get the jump here at the start of the Cadets P Plate Final. Michaela Boots looking to come back down the inside there. As they work their way through turn two for the first time. So Tyler Horner Donnelly. So Catherine Morris trying to make a move up through the field here. As the leader, oh, the spin there. I think that's Michaela Boots in the 42. It is indeed. So that's unfortunate for Michaela Boots, who has been driving extremely well in the Boots cleaning cart from Griffith. So she'll filter back into the racing order back there in fifth position. In fact, check that, it's sixth place, so she loses five places. Now the 65 of Shepherd Ashby makes the move up the inside of Catherine Morris. So it's Tyler Horner Donnelly here in the Cadet P Plate Final. Must thank InFlight ER for their support of the cadet P Plates. InFlight Emergency Room, or InFlight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct or anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. InFlight ER will be there in your time of most need. We thank InFlight ER for their sponsorship of the class and particularly the Encouragement Award. It's $1,000 donated by InFlight ER as the Cadet P Encouragement Award. And I'm sure there's, all the drivers out there vying for that award right now because we've seen some great driving by them. Tell you what, it's been a great drive. Cruz Brinchner started in position number 7, and at the moment he's running in position number 2. So that's been a fantastic drive by the number 18 car. Now, your leader is Tyler Horner-Donnelly and the M&M Investments car, and he has been extremely consistent and looked good right throughout the weekend. Horner-Donnelly, in fact, won heat number 1 from Michaela Boots. Heat 2, won it from Cruz Brinchner, and in heat 3 again from Michaela Boots, with Cruz Brinchner in 3rd. Of course, the pre-final was Horner-Donnelly, Boots, Scriberis, Waddle, Jess, Shevardnadze, Brinchner, with Morris of course not having timing and scoring on her car. So Tyler Horner-Donnelly coming up onto the back of Shepherd Ashby and Morris, and they both keep out of her way, or keep out of his way, sorry, to allow him to get through without too much of a drama. So Tyler Horner-Donnelly leads the way. In fact, interestingly, Horner-Donnelly here, well, took his time getting through those back markers. Cruz Brinchner will have had an opportunity to close up here, but will have to get through the traffic as well. Oh, and Cruz Brinchner spins, going through turn number 5 in the hairpin, coming off the hairpin, and spins again in the infield. So Cruz Brinchner, after driving spectacularly well to get from 7th to 2nd, a couple of mistakes here have cost the Arctic Signs of Wagga entry, and he drops back to 3rd place now, with Michaela Boots up to 2nd. Scriberis, Jess Waddle, Shepherd Ashby and Morris is the running order. As around goes the race leader, he had an 18 and a half second lead, so the spin won't cost him a place. Might cost him a bit of confidence though, as the 61 heads across the start finish line, where 6 laps of 10, 4 remain, as Tyler Horner-Donnelly works his way down the front straight once again. Now Michaela Boots in the 42, coming up on the back of Shepherd Ashby and Morris. And Morris has lost a spot, sorry, has gained a spot over Shepherd Ashby, as Shepherd Ashby runs it deep down the inside there. That's going to be tough to get it through turn 2. Well, got it there in the end. Cruz Brinchner in the 18 cart, running 3rd. Boots gets past Morris. As the leader, 17 and a half seconds ahead of his nearest competitor, Tyler Horner-Donnelly, in the M&M's Investment CRG from the North Shore Karting Club. So base there at Eastern Creek, as I mentioned. Another spin. I think that's Morris who's gone around in the 17 cart. Yes, it is. So She will lose the spot to Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. In fact, no, I don't think she has lost that spot. So, yes, Shepherd Ashby has taken that spot back from Morris. So Horner Donnelly, your race leader. Boots in second, Breschner in third. Scriberis back there in fourth place, Jess in fifth. Of course, the Cadets P Plate final brought to you by InFlight ER, have sponsored, great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Another spinner down there in turn number five, it's Cruz Breschner again. Now, last time Cruz did this, he also spun out on the infield, which then cost him the position to Boots. This time a bit more conservative and holds on to that spot. So we also like to thank the support of Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga. They specialise in the manufacturing of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there's no substitute for the original. There's only one Bar Up with quality and service that is rivaled by no other. So as the Cadet P-Platers come down on their final lap, our thanks to Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga for their ongoing major support of the Grenfell Kart Club, along with DPE Kart Technology and Super Cheap Autos in Young, our gold sponsors this weekend. And don't forget, you can still get your tickets to the Super Cheap Monster Raffle as the checkered flag is at the ready. Our race leader heads through the infield for the final time, and the 61 of Tyler Horner Donnelly will come to the checkered flag. So Tyler Horner Donnelly takes the victory and clean sweeps the weekend. Michaela Boots will run home in second place. Boots, good drive. The Griffith driver home in second. Brooklyn Scriberis in the Vinyl Line Pool Services, car number 70. We'll be in third position. Jess in 12. This could be a bit of a battle here. No, it looks like Scriberis is well clear. Jess, the final cart on the leader's lap. And that was a spin there by Jess, who spun again trying to get that energy cart back out onto the track. Now, Jess will need to be careful here because Isabella Jess needs to finish this race. The 16 has finished already. The 65 has gone through. Hopefully the 18 went through then. Cruz Breschner, I haven't seen him on the circuit. Jess needed to come through. No, Jess has not come through there. So Isabella Jess and Cruz Breschner both not coming across the line. Now, I didn't see Cruz Breschner not finish. Oh, he's out of the cart there in turn number three. That's why I didn't see him come through. So that's unfortunate, as Breschner completed eight laps in the end. So the Cadet P-Plates final, brought to you by InFlight ER. We thank them for their ongoing support.
West Limes, the best lime. Suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Canberra Kart Shed is a full service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track. Canberra Kart Shed, proudly supporting the Cadets. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving, servicing Grenfell and surrounding districts. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving are the leading earthmoving contractor in the region, specialising in roads, dams and subdivisions, and sponsor of the Bob Pine Memorial.
Gordon, Garland, Moffat, a local law firm which produces high-level expertise in specific areas of law, including property and hotel sales, asset and estate planning, business law, general litigation, and family law. Gordon, Garland, Moffat have been long-time supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club and are proud to be supporting the Bob Hine Memorial.
Heading out onto the circuit now, we have what should be a very exciting Junior National Light Final. Junior National Light brought to you by Carlos IGA. Carlos IGA open 7 days a week and great supporters of the Grenfell Car Club. We thank them for their ongoing support. The 41 of Jordan Pike leads the field in the 59 of Cameron McLean. 62 is Tommy Harradine. Cameron Skilton is in the 75. Lewis Hodgson in the 30. Benito Montalbano in the 6. Brian Woolner back there in the 14. Cameron Longmore in the 55. Then it's Jack Winter. Jack Winter's in the 55. Longmore's in the 36. Everingham in the 7. Reynolds in the 17. Harness in the 48. Fardall's in the 11. The 2 is Inwood. Tool is in the 74. The 33 is Shibu Terry. 32 is Wanless. Dunbar's in the 4. Ward in the 56, White in the 38, Boulding's in the 16, then it's Bonser, Longmore, Cerevino, Johnson and Lavelle. So Taylor Chancellor and Jaden Bendon not out on the circuit. So we're looking for a start next time by, as Jordan Pike in the 41 and Cameron McLean in the 59 will set the speed on the front row. Pike from Newcastle, McLean from Victoria, the Eastern Lines Club in good formation and racing. Good even start off the outside of the front row. It looks like it is McLean who gets a wheel into the dirt. Two carts off the circuit there. Looks like it might be Cameron Longmore, one of those two, as they all try to filter through turn two. Another cart into the puddle on the outside of turn two. And lost a bit of ground there as Pike with some work to do now to catch back on to... Well, no, Pike's got through as running wide is McLean. So McLean from Victoria runs second. Harradine trying to force his way up but gets shuffled back one by the... Harradine's the one that's doing the shuffling at the moment. Gets past the 96 of Kilpatrick and then makes a very sharp move up the inside of McLean, which Kilpatrick then promptly follows him through around... goes Kilpatrick and the Eastern Lions driver of McLean's off the circuit as well down in turn number two. So trying to pick himself back up to speed is the 96 cart of Kilpatrick. He's dropped about 10 spots after that spin. As the race leader. Oh, another spinner down there through the S's. It's the 25 cart. Of course, that being campaigned this weekend by the 25 from memories being campaigned by. There's a couple out down there. Well, we've got a couple more out down in turn number two. So.
Someone's just come off in the
middle. It is the 32 and the 9. So that is Luke Wanless and Ryan Johnson both off the circuit. We've got the 21. Okay, that's where Taylor Harness ended up. Sorry, Taylor Chancellor ended up before the start of the race. So Pike leads the way in what has been an eventful start to this final. Pike, Harradine, McLean fighting back in third position. Then it's Montalbano, Everingham, Woolner, Skelton, Reynolds moving forward, Hodgson moving back. Blake Fardell wraps up the top 10. Fardell, well, in the 11 cart, be a bit disappointed with his weekend. Looking to make amends for it now. The Dubbo driver in the Mr. HRT race cars and engines entry. Looking to try and get back a few spots here as the leaders click off lap number 4. Hodgson in the 30 cart makes his move forward past Reynolds. Woolner drops back behind Skelton, so Skelton is moving forward in that 75 cart. Doing a good job of it. Oh, cart wide there, coming through 3. That was one of the front runners in the, well, I think the 25. So going a lap down now is Connor Lavelle. And Connor Lavelle just not had any luck here on Sunday. Oh, the 7. Big contact there. Going into turn number 1 on Cameron Skelton. So Skelton, who was having a fantastic run forward, just coming to grief there. Skelton drops to the back of that pack. It's got to get past Hodgson now. And it's the 7 of Everingham, who's picked up as wide into the hairpin that time. I think was Hodgson, so he'll lose some ground there. The 6 of Montalbano up into 4th position. Everingham, then it's back to Hodgson, Skelton, Reynolds, Woolner. Then it's Fardell, Bonser, Harness, Winter, Longmore, that's Will Longmore, Tool, Inwood, Kilpatrick, who is back in 17th position now, Cameron Longmore, Shibutari, Dunbar, Boulding, Ward, White, and then back to Cerevino, and I think Lavelle, well, Cerevino withdrawing from the race after going a lap down. So Jordan Pike with a 3-second lead over Tommy Harradine. Cameron McLean, Benito, Montalbano, Everingham leading this battle. Everingham, Hodgson, Skelton, Woolner and Reynolds have been back and forth the last few laps, battling for 8th and 9th position. The 16 cart off into the grass. That's Jaden Boulding. So Jaden Boulding ended up just getting bogged in the mud. And now this racing line has got a bit of dirt kicked up on it. Well, it's just on the very edge of the racing line. So I don't know if... yes, so he did get picked up. There's more trouble down there in turn number 3. Turn number 4, sorry. Race really starting to string out as your leader, Jordan Pike, in the 41. Well in control by 2.8 seconds as he starts to get into some traffic now. Jaden Boulding in the 16, who will have a lot of dirt and rubbish over the tyres of that cart. Will be about to go lap down. Blue flag goes out now. And your race leader, Jordan Pike, is through turn number 2, heads towards the S's. Turn 4 for Pike. Harradine now with the job of getting through the back markers. The 74 and the 36 having an interesting battle. That's Cameron Longmore, who just got past Nicholas Toole. And Toole has got Shibutari right on his back bumper as well. So we've seen some great racing right throughout the weekend in the Carlos IGA. junior national classes, and we thank them for their support. Junior national light final, Jordan Pike is your leader on lap number 11, as Pike is working through the traffic. He's opened up his lead through this traffic as Pike works his way through the hairpin and now onto the infield. So Pike, the next car he'll be up onto the back of is Cameron Ward in the 56. Harradine is really starting to close in now, and Harradine has got a second off the leader as Hodgson up the inside of Skelton, who is trying to make a move on Montalbano, and Montalbano will find two carts through into turn number two. So Montalbano shuffled back two spots as Hodgson makes the move on Skelton now. They're side by side going through the S's and into turn four onto the back straight, and Skelton still holding off Hodgson. Hodgson on the inside going into the hairpin. Skelton runs wide. Hodgson takes the spot. Can Skelton come back around the outside? They're side by side through the infield left-handers, and Hodgson holds on to the spot. So Hodgson up to fourth, Skelton in fifth. Oh, Hodgson runs wide going into the sweeper. Skelton, Hodgson, they both run off the racetrack going down the front straight. Oh, great battle there. Hodgson back to fifth position as Skelton in the 75 is up to fourth. Pike is still your leader. Harradine, then McLean in second and third. We have a spinner out of turn number five. It's the four cart of Charlie Dunbar. Leader completes lap 13. Harradine, how has he gone here closing up that gap? It's 2.7 seconds. So Skillet now getting through the traffic extremely well, has secured his position in fourth place as Hodgson's got caught in traffic, and that's going to give Montalbano a big opportunity here. Montalbano making the move up into the S's on Skelton as they head into turn number three. Skelton and Montalbano side by side down the back straight. Hodgson and Montalbano. Montalbano Skill has come to grief there on the outside of Hodgson. And I think Everingham is going to be able to take a spot. Yes, he has. So Montalbano's lost a spot to Everingham and Woolner. Oh, a spin there for Charlie Dunbar. So Dunbar off as the white flag is out. Another spin out in turn five. That will be the 13 cart of Will Longmore. Our leader heading to the checkered flag. And a solid drive. Jordan Pike will take the victory. Harradine trying to run him down. It does a good job, pull another few tenths of a second out of his lead in that last lap. McLean finishes in third. Skelton, a great drive by him up to fourth. Back to fifth place is Hodgson. Everingham, then followed by Montalbano, Woolner, Bonser, Kyle Reynolds, then it's Fardell, Kilpatrick, Winter, Shibutari, Cameron Longmore, Darcy Inwood is the next card on the leader's lap. Nicholas Toole, Will Longmore, the final card on the leader's lap. Taylor Harness, Cameron Ward, Jaden Balding, Jack White and Charlie Dunbar all one lap down at the finish. Well, some great racing there in the Carlos IGA Junior National Light Final. Up next will be Clubman Heavy. And what a great weekend of racing we've seen here in the Bar Up Bull Bars Bob Hine Memorial. Carlos IGA, of course, is the award-winning IGA here in Grenfell. It's open 7 days a week with great weekly specials. Call in and meet the friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlos IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting the local community.
The Grenfell Kart Club thanks Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga for their ongoing support of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Bar Up Bull Bars specialises in manufacturing bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there is no substitute for the original. There is only one Bar Up with quality and service that is rivaled by no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company which manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing carts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world. And gold sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, hardware and painting supplies to a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link sponsor of the rookies at the Bob Hine Memorial.
Gordon, Garland, Moffat. A local law firm which produces high-level expertise in specific areas of law, including property and hotel sales, asset and estate planning, business law, general litigation, and family law. Gordon, Garland, Moffat have been long-time supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club and are proud to be supporting the Bob Hine Memorial.
Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and Restaurant and first-class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA, sponsor of Junior National Light and Heavy. Brewers Constructions provides advice on and constructs buildings for both future homeowners with a dream and developers seeking the right manager to take control of their project. Proudly servicing the Canberra region. Brewers Constructions, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Caltex Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home, or have a bite at the Star Diner. Caltex Grenfell, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
So as we get set to see Clubman Heavy out onto the circuit now. Josh Buchanan, James Taylor in the 12 and 25 respectively, leads out onto the field. Ryan Reynolds is in the 9, Harry Hayek in the 28. The 5 is Nicholas Cooley, the 22, Russell Becker. The 26, Jared Farriwell. 10, Brennan Shea. 56, Jacob Gavin. The 32 is Gary Wheeler. Lachlan Snyder in the 14. 84, Mick Linsell. And 64 of Michael Hazelton. The 48 of Jackson Delamont. And the 65 is Shane Shepherd Ashby. So as we get set for a start, so one cart pulling off the circuit there. I didn't see what cart that was, as we're still waiting for as we get set for a start. Buchanan in the 12, Taylor in the 25 on the outside of the front row. A 65 is Shepherd Ashby trying to catch up to the field here. So Buchanan in that 12 card has had a solid weekend. Second in heat number one, third in heat number two, and racing here, Taylor and Buchanan side by side down the front straight, as Buchanan will hold his line and take the lead. Now this has put Taylor back, as Reynolds is having a red hot go as they work their way into the back straight this time. In fact, I don't think it's Reynolds that's got up there into second place. Well, yes it is, it's the OTK cart. So it is Buchanan, Reynolds in second, then Taylor, back then to the Tony cart of Nicholas Cooley, further back to the 28, that's the Cosmic of Harry Hayek. Then it's the 22 of Russell Becker, Linsell, Shea, Delamont, Farriwell, Shepherd Ashby and Gavin, as they're all single file now here in the Clubman Heavy Final, with thanks to Mitten Brothers Earth Moving, Grenfell and surrounding districts. Leading earth moving contractors are Mitten Brothers, specialising in roads, dam and subdivisions. As the leaders head down into turn number two, Buchanan in the 12th. 9 is Ryan Reynolds. Taylor in the 25 runs third, with Cooley in the 5 cart. Cooley trying to make the move on Taylor again. Reynolds just dirt tracking it around turn number 1. He's 1.2 seconds back off Ryan Reynolds. So Josh Buchanan in the 12, leading the way. Reynolds, Taylor, Cooley. Cooley trying everything he can possibly think of to try and make the move on Taylor, but at this stage unable to do anything about it. Now he dives up the inside. Cooley makes the move finally on Taylor, and Cooley is up into third. So Cooley in the Tony cart, up ahead of Taylor in the red speed. Hayek back there in fifth position. Buchanan though is your race leader, 1.4 seconds his advantage in the Sick FX cart. Buchanan from the North Shore Kart Club, based there at Eastern Creek. Reynolds from Wollongong in the FA Canberra Kart Shed sponsored kart. Then it's back to Cooley. Taylor is next with Hayek, Linsell, Delamont. And Linsell off the circuit now, so Delamont and also Becker get up past him. Shea, Farriwell and Gavin with Shepherd Ashby rounding out the running order. So Gavin will be the driver that is going to be the first one that the leaders have to deal with. Now Ryan Reynolds in second position. In that number 9 cart just holding off Cooley, who's not able to make any impression on him. At the same time, well, Buchanan sets the fastest lap of the race, a 41.957. Now the fastest lap of Clubman Heavy, Matthew Tough holds that at a 32, so we're still 9 seconds off race pace here in this Clubman Heavy final. Such is the condition of the track still. Oh, Jackson Delamont grabbing big handfuls of steering wheel as he comes onto the sweeper here at the start finish line. He went from lock to lock just trying to get that cart turned. As one cart off the circuit in turn three is the 26 cart of Jared Farriwell. So unfortunately for Farriwell, he won't take any further part in this race. Blue flag out for the 56, Jacob Gavin. As up the inside, Josh Buchanan will put him a lap down. So Ryan Reynolds, 2.2 seconds back with some lap traffic, which would have held up Buchanan slightly, but Reynolds, well, is going to have to deal with that same lap traffic. Cooley and Taylor have concertinaed back together, so they'll be battling out for position as Reynolds really got balked up quite badly there going into turn number 5. So as Cooley and Taylor now working their way through the traffic, Hyatt in the 28 trying to get into that battle as well, but Cooley now cleanly past the back marker in Gavin. Taylor gets through as well without too much fuss. The lead out to 2.5 seconds between Buchanan and Reynolds. So the Mitten Brothers Earth Moving Final here for Clubman Heavy, as the leaders complete lap number 10. Two-thirds race distance now completed, and Buchanan leads Reynolds. Cooley and Taylor the next two through, with Hayek behind him. Delamont in the 48 cart runs in 6th, Russell Becker in 7th, then Linsell, who's had a couple of offs in this final, in 8th position with Shea in 10th, in 9th, sorry, in cart number 10, running in 10th place, Jacob Gavin one lap down on the leaders. So 11 laps completed, and Ryan Reynolds not able to find any way of closing in on Buchanan. Buchanan, fastest lap of the race, of 41.77 on lap number 10. Reynolds, his fastest lap of 41.986 on lap number 8. And no one else has entered the 41 second laps. Currently, Buchanan's a 42.1 and Reynolds a 42.6. So Reynolds just looking hesitant coming onto the sweeper here at the start finish line. Cooley has gotten away from Taylor, who in turn is pulled away from Hayek. Delamont has had dramas all weekend here in Clubman Heavy, just not finding it to his liking in these wet and treacherous conditions. So as the race leader works his way through to complete lap number 13, two laps remaining for Josh. Important weekend, the Bob Hine Memorial for the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. And as we build up towards the New South Wales State Karting Championships here on the October long weekend, we look forward to seeing you back here for what will be a fantastic race meeting. Don't forget, the opening weekend of September will be the warm-up, the dress rehearsal to the New South Wales State Championships here at Grenfell. And you're all welcome to attend that meeting, which will be your shakedown run. The white flag is out. Josh Buchanan leading the way in the 12 card. He's maintained that 3.6 second advantage over Ryan Reynolds. Cooley runs in third, Taylor in fourth. Checkered flag out, and Josh Buchanan takes the victory. Reynolds home in second. Then it's Cooley, Taylor, Hayek, Delamont, Becker, Linsell, and Shea, with Gavin one lap down. The Clubman Heavy final, brought to you by Mitten Brothers Earth Moving, Grenfell and surrounding districts' leading earth moving contractor. Mitten Brothers specialise in roads, dams and subdivisions, and proudly supporting Clubman Heavy in the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So Clubman Light and Clubman Super Heavy up next. Clubman Light brought to you by Tegra, Australia's leading supplier of premix concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and river pebble specialist. And West Lime, the best lime, supplier of quality and fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials.
Canberra Kart Shed, supporting Junior Clubman this weekend, is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track. In-flight emergency room, or In-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia or anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. In-flight ER. We will be there in your time of most need. In-flight ER, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Supercheap Auto Young is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Supercheap Autos is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Supercheap Autos also stocks a wide range of tools and accessories for the DIY home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garage and the shed. Make sure that you get your raffle ticket in the Super Cheap Monster Raffle at the canteen, with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fences, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or small. Mad Harry's Steel Yard, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Clubman Light and Super Heavies heading out onto the circuit for their final. Well, we've seen some good racing right throughout this Bar Up Bull Bars, Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Nicholas Becker in the 22 will start from the pole. Now, we've had a problem getting a number of cards started here, so this will take a little while to get everyone formed up and into position. Nicholas Becker in the 22. Michael Riley in the 7. Alex Walker's in the 6. The 37 is Nicholas Jamsek. 27, Ian Beeraz. The 81, James O'Malley. Brent Logan in the 15. Curtis Dixon in the 61. Bruce Otter in the 72. Brent Dixon. Paul Scriberis, James Cronkston, Peter O'Mealy, Darren Miller in the 3, Robert Miller in the 77, Alex Taylor in the 23, and Thomas McNally in the P12 will be the final cart out on the circuit. Oh, the 61 of Curtis Dixon. Yeah, so Curtis Dixon unfortunately will not start here in the Clubman Light final. Alright, so one cart is in pit lane. It's fueled up, so they're changing a spark plug on one of the carts that is in the pit entry. Nicholas Becker in the 22. Michael Riley in the 7. The 27's fired up now. That's Ian Biraz. So Nicholas Becker on the pole, Michael Riley, Alex Waters, Nicholas Jamzik, Brent Logan, Bruce Otter in the 72, Brent Dixon in the 24, Scriberis is in the 70, Croxton. Now it looks like the heavies and lights are giving themselves a bit of room here. Oh, and one's pulled off the circuit here at the 81. That's the Tumut Toyota entry. The Tumut Toyota entry of James O'Malley. Well, that's frustrating there. Dramas in the pre-final and final now for James O'Malley. Alright, looking for a start. Away and racing. And it's an even start. Becker gets the jump on the crossover. Riley goes to the inside. 77 out in the mud. This is Robert Miller, who's kicked up a lot of mud onto the circuit in the super heavies. Side-by-side battle, Riley and Becker going into turn number 3 and 4, through the S's, into 4 and onto the back straight, and Becker now has the clear track in front of him. What can Riley do? Going into the hairpin for the first time. Becker takes the wide line, Riley takes a slightly tighter line, and that has opened the door now for Alex Waters in the 6 to make the move up. Crisscross back as a spinner further back in the pack coming out of 5. And the spin of the 70 will see Paul Scriberis out of the race. So Bruce Otter, first of the super heavies in the Westline super heavy class, is closing in on the lights already, as you would expect the heavies in this condition to be actually compatible with the lights speed wise because they are able to keep more traction down. The 37 of Nicholas Jamzik is also off the track in turn 5. So as the leaders work through the short chute and the infield and then around the sweeper, it's Becker, Riley, Biraz up to third place already, Waters, then it's Brent Logan, Otter, Dixon has got on his back bumper Alex Taylor. So as Nicholas Becker in the 22 cart leads the way. Becker in control here on lap number 3 with a 1.3 second advantage. Now Michael Riley is pushing as hard as he can sideways onto the front straight. Otter closing in onto the back of Brent Logan in the 15. So Otter in the 72. Oh, big sideways slide there from James Croxton. Further back in the field, running in 10th position in the 96 cut. So as the leader, Becker, Riley, Beraz of 1, 2 and 3. Then it's Waters starting to be caught by Brent Logan, who's got Bruce Otter closing in on him as well. Now as the leaders across the line, lap number 4 in the book, Logan and Otter. It'll be interesting to see if Otter just sits on the back bar of Logan now, or whether he will try to push his way as far forward for an outright position. Becker, Riley, Beraz, Waters, Logan, Otter, Taylor, Brent Dixon, O'Mealy, Croxon. Change at the front of the field. A 42.2 for Becker, 42.3 for Riley. As we have another card off the track down there in turn number 5, and rejoining the track is the 3 card of Darren Miller. So now both the Millers having offs of various sorts. And well, the yellow's still out for a long while whilst that car gets back up to speed. So that's the West Line number 3 of Darren Miller in the pinch gut welding entry. Oh, and the 3's off again. So the 3 of Darren Miller has given up the ghost there, and he has decided that enough's enough after a couple of spins there. Darren Miller, off the circuit, Robert Miller now completes lap number 6, the Wagga driver there. The 22 of Nicholas Becker, Ian Beraz has made the pass on Michael Riley. Otter has got past Alex Waters now. Brent Logan is back there in 6th. So Otter just giving Alex Waters a bit of a wave as they head through the S's now and onto the back straight. Becker throwing the cart around as he comes up on the back of Robert Miller in the 77 to put him one lap down. So the blue flags will be out for the 77 now, as Becker makes the move going into turn number 2. Otter, the leader in the super heavies, up to 4th position. Then it's back in 2nd in the super heavies. The West Lime super heavies is Alex Taylor. And Brent Dixon in the 24, running 3rd currently. In the Tegra Clubman Light Final, Nicholas Becker, Ian Beraz and Michael Riley lead the way. So 6 laps left to run. As, well, getting balked there, Riley just catching the back marker of Robert Miller, who is, Croxton is off the circuit in the 96 cart. So James Croxton coming off the circuit in turn 5. And just heard a call on the radio about 23, so I'm not sure what the second place man in the West Lime Super Heavies final has got wrong here. But gee, big sideways slide again from Miller. Otter running in 4th position. Then it's back to Waters, Logan. They bow round goes Logan And here's... So, Brent Logan in the 15 has also not had a great day, as the yellow flag is out at turn one. Logan off the circuit there, as Nicholas Becker completes lap number 11. Nicholas Becker, Ian Beeraz in the 27, Michael Riley in the 7, Bruce Otter's still 4th, Alex Waters 5th, then it's Alex Taylor, Brent Dixon, Peter O'Mealy, and Robert Miller rounds out the 10 runners still on the circuit. So the race leaders. With 12 laps now completed, Nicholas Becker out to a 3.145 second lead in his Cosmic Racing Australia entry. Leads his combined districts teammate of Ian Beeraz. That's the team IBR entry. That's the Arrow Kart. Riley in the OMR Race Engines. Kart number 7 from Dubbo runs in third place. Bruce Otter, of course, the stable karting entry. And the 77. Oh, gee. A couple of karts just clearing the 77 of Robert Miller. That was almost a very messy accident there, as Miller pushes this kart back to pit lane. We're left with only 8 karts still running on the circuit. The white flag is at the ready. Becker with the 22 comes through the infield once again. And the white flag out now. Becker, Beeraz, Riley, Otter, Waters are your top 5. Otter the first of the Westline Super Heavies. Nicholas Becker leading the Tegra Australia light. And this Clubman, well, it's been an interesting Clubman weekend. Great racing here at Grenfell. We hope you've enjoyed it, even with the weather being as trying as it has been. We've seen some great races on the circuit. The 22 of Nicholas Becker comes to the checkered flag. Now, hopefully, the 24 of Brent Dixon will know he has to go around to complete this race. Ian Beeraz, Michael Riley finish second and third. Bruce Otter takes the Westline Super Heavies. Waters, then it's Alex Taylor in the 23. O'Mealy's one lap down, and Brent Dixon will be the last kart on the leader's lap. And as we wait for Brent Dixon to come through, he needs to complete that lap. Yep, he does. And the winner, Nicholas Becker, takes the victory. Beeraz second. Riley, Otter, Waters, Taylor, Dixon, and O'Mealy are the finishers here in the Clubman Light and Clubman Super Heavy final.
Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of pre-mixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil, pebble specialists. Tegra, long-time sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice, coupled with competitive prices, ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track. Canberra Kart Shed, proudly supporting the cadets. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving, servicing Grenfell and surrounding districts. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving are the leading earthmoving contractor in the region, specialising in roads, dams and subdivisions, and sponsor of the Bob Hind Memorial. West Limes, the best lime, suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
So the tag, 125s. Now number 9 is off the circuit. I'm not sure if that's Matthew Morris. I think it might be. Matthew Morris has pulled out. So as Costello in the 2, Rowley in the 27, are your front row. Donnelly and Wells, watch for them out of row 2. They're normally quick starters. Interesting. Costello moved Rayleigh a long way over as they are underway down the front straight. It's Costello who had the advantage as they head into turn number 2 now. Rayleigh is going back there, but Rayleigh got the move up in the inside of turn 2, so Rayleigh's your leader from Costello as they head into the hairpin for the first time. It's Rayleigh, Costello, then back to Donnelly. John Wells is behind him. Then it's back to the 75 of Fripp, who's got Whitty behind him. Newman in the 10. Back to the 98 of Farley. Hutchinson, what can he do now? He's got the 56 of Brock Harris right on his back bumper. As they go into turn 2, Harris has got Trent Humphreys trying to get up the inside of him. So Costello and Rayleigh.
Have you started this race?
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay. We can do that.
Rayleigh with the lead. Costello,
you're on lap 2.
Rayleigh, Costello, Donnelly, Wells, Fripp, Whitty. As Newman in 7th place, Farley, Cooper and Hutchinson in 10th. So the Penrith Kart Centre, ARA 27 of Rayleigh, holding off Costello in the Snap Racing, RGI AMR. Kart number 2, they are nose to tail as they come across the start-finish line. Oh, off into the kitty litter, John Wells. And he didn't lose too many places there, but his tyres would be absolutely full of mud as the leader heads down the back straight. Costello looks to the inside and Costello makes the pass. So Costello is your new race leader. Rayleigh is back into second position. Now they've got a back marker in Gary Wheeler. Wheeler tries to stay wide off the racing line there, allows the front runners through. Donnelly now dives up the inside as well. So Wells dropped back 2 places on that lap. Fripp and Whitty both got past Wells. And pulling off the circuit was Bradley Newman in the 10 cart. So Newman in the 10 from Orange off the circuit currently. As up the inside, Whitty makes the pass on Fripp. Fripp trying to come back at him, but Whitty will hold him at bay. Wells with some work to do. Wells in that 69 card is running up in 4th position, but threw it all away, running wide through the sweeper a couple of laps ago. So Rayleigh back to the front, but not for long. Costello gets him back. As Costello in that 2 cart, the Victorian from Rochdale leads the way. Rayleigh, Donnelly, then it's back to Whip, Fripp, Wells, Farley, Cooper, Hutchinson up to 9th. He's got a gap back to Southwell. Smith, Millwood, Harris is really falling back through the field. Millwood, Grencher, Jack, Coney, K, Karras, Humphreys and Wheeler rounds out the running order. Costello and Raleigh leading the way. Costello has opened up his biggest lead of the race, about three card lengths now, over Jeffrey Raleigh from Lithgow in the Penrith Kart Centre, Sodi Kart. The 92 of Trent Humphreys just doesn't have the handling he would like in that kart. So coming up on the back of Wheeler to put him another lap down, and Costello just got Bork going down the front straight. Is Raleigh going to be able to get past him? Donnelly is starting to close in to make it a three-way battle at the front now. Whitty, Fripp and Wells, well, they've strung out a bit since the early battle they had, as we're over half race distance now. Costello and Raleigh, they've battled right throughout the weekend. It's been an interesting battle as well. So, as Costello leads the way from Raleigh, Donnelly, Reddy, Fripp, Wells. Nothing between these two front runners. Both done a 36.8 for Costello, a 36.7 for Raleigh. They're currently lapping 37.2 and 37.3. So the first two, very, very evenly matched. Donnelly, Whitty, Fripp. Cooper has got past Wells in the 21 kart. Farley, Hutchinson and Southwell are your top 10. So as the leader heads down and around, oh, that's Wells off the track again. As he, oh, that is Southwell who's hit the side of Wells as Wells was trying to get himself back up to speed. So that will see Southwell, who is running in 10th position, out of the race. Alexander Millward will move up to 10th now. Smith, Brenchner, Koenig, Harris, Humphreys and Willis. So the 69 going to get the black and white diagonals with four laps left to run. A lot of dirt track action now as the racing line has got more and more dirt pulled onto it. As the race leader, Sean Costello, in two. Oh, off the circuit now is the 98 kart of Kieran Fowley. So James Hutchinson in the 25, back there in 8th place. Millward in the 18. Wells, well, we've got a spin. That's John Wells once again off the circuit, and this time it has brought him to an end. So Wells, as the 59 comes off the circuit now, that's Jack Koenig, who is running in 15th place. So he's withdrawn from the event. The leaders swapping positions once again. Costello getting past some traffic now. So Costello getting past, I think, Brenchner in the 8. No, it's Trent Humphreys in the 92. So Raleigh here with the white flag out will have a battle for second as Corey Donnelly looks to dive up the inside into turn number 2 and makes the pass. Comes straight back at him though. Raleigh going to swap back places. No, Donnelly holds on. They've got a back marker in front of them, and Donnelly really took the opportunity as Trent Humphreys in the 92. Donnelly dives up the inside. The 27 of Riley and Donnelly in the 61. Battle it to the checkered flag now as Costello from Victoria takes the win. It's Donnelly who holds on from Riley. Then Whitty back there in fourth. Fripp will get fifth place. He's got some pressure on his back bumper in the form of Chris Cooper. But Fripp gets home in fifth. Sixth place is Cooper. Seventh place is Farley. Eighth place is Hutchinson. Then it's Millward in the 18. Further back then to the 21 of Smith. Brenchner in the 8. And Brock Harris. Trent Humphreys. A lap down with Gary Wheeler in the 23, finishing in 14th place.
The Grenfell Kart Club thanks Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga for their ongoing support of the Bogheim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Bar Up Bull Bars specialises in manufacturing bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempts to imitate, there is no substitute for the original. There is only one Bar Up with quality and service that is rivalled by no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Come down and enjoy all the facilities the Grenfell Bowling Club has to offer, including Rinks Bistro and class lawn bowling greens. A great place to relax and enjoy a drink with family and friends. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Caltech Service Station Grenfell is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Make sure you call Stephen Treaty and fill up with all the essentials shown, or have a bite at the Star Diner. Caltex Grenfell, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Canberra Kart Shed, supporting junior clubmen this weekend, is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice, coupled with competitive prices, ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track.
Well, Thomas Sargent will lead out the rookies here in the final in a few moments.
Mitten Brothers Earthmoving, servicing Grenfell and surrounding districts. Mitten Brothers Earthmoving are the leading earthmoving contractor in the region, specialising in roads, dams and subdivisions, and sponsor of the Bob Pine Memorial. Mad Harry's is the biggest steel yard in the West. For all your fences, gates or anything in steel, no order is too big or small. Mad Harry's Steel Yard, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. In-flight emergency room, or in-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia or anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. In-flight ER, we will be there in your time of most need. In-flight ER, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. The Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop including setup and repairs as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track. Canberra Kart Shed, proudly supporting the cadets.
Thomas Sargent in the 47s on the pole. Aaron Turney in the 37 out of position number 2. Back there then to the 14 of Taylor Hazard. 8 is Zach Hurd. Cody Bircher is in the 6 kart. Jack Hutchins in the 5, Jordan Poyning in the 77, William Seal in the 95, Chloe Cozzi in the 9, Nicky Watson in the 19, Angus Wallace in the 7, Lachlan Tools in the 13, Madison Jess in the 11, Ethan Smith in the 28, Charles McLansborough in the 76, Anthony Lofts in the 3, Oliver McLansborough in the 75, Jay Heffron in the 63, Finlay Hills in the 2, Lachlan Hall in the 81, and Liam Torrey, the P-plater, in the 67 starts. Tail and Charlie of the field, the Railway Hotel Parks entry. Thomas Sargent and Turney away. Sargent gets the jump, gets immediately in front of Turney there as they head down the front straight. Turney looks to come back at him as they head down into turn number 2, but Sargent has the line and the run. 2 and 3 wide, further back in the pack. We've got a spinner going into turn number 2. That is the 28, I think. So that is well, disappointing for Ethan Smith. Thomas Sargent leads the way from Turney back there in third. I think that's actually Zach Hurd who's got up to third place. We'll see in a moment as the 8 cart comes by. It is a 48 cart comes by. Does Zach Hurd. Taylor has it in the 14, has dropped down a number of spots. It's Bircher, Hutchins, Seal, Ponting, then Hazard, Chloe Cozzi in the 9, Nikki Watson rounds out the 10. Then it's Wallace, Jess, Charles McLansborough, Toole, Lofts, Hill, Oliver McLansborough, Hall, Heffron, Ethan Smith and Liam Torrey. The running order here on lap number 1. So carts working their way through the infield now for the second time. Sargent starting to get a bit of an advantage here over Turney, who's got Hurd right on his back bumper now. Then it's back to the 6 of Bircher, who finds himself in a fourth position. Hutchins, then Seal. Hazard gets past Pointing now as he tries to work his way back forward. Then it's Chloe Cozzi with Angus Wallace up into 10th position. Watson shuffled down to 11th. Jess back there in 12th. So Sargent is away at the front. Turney takes the tight line through the hairpin. Wide line for Hurd. So they try to mix it up there for second position. Then it's back to the Bircher-Hutchins battle. And it looks like Hazard, who was picking up places, has been balked for the... Oh, a contact there between the 77, Pointing, and the 95. No, it was the 5 of Jack Hutchins. No, in fact, it was the 9 of Chloe Cozzi. So they had contact going through the infield. And that has dropped Chloe Cozzi back down to 13th position. So Sargent out in front still. No problems for Turney from Hurd just at this stage. Bircher and Hutchins in the 5 cart. So they're coming up on the back marker of Liam Torrey. As the 5 of Hutchins, who makes the pass on Bircher, just was running Bircher wide through the sweeper, and Bircher was right up on the ripple strip on the outside of the sweeper. A bit further and he would have been into the mud. So Hutchins and Bircher continue on their battle as they head through the S's, through turn 4 now and into the back straight. Hutchins and Bircher, they go very wide. In fact, that's the 77. Sorry, that battle. As Hurd goes off wide and gets a wheel in the dirt coming through the sweeper. It's Hazard and the 77 are Pointing that have been mixing it up here. As a spinner down there in turn number 2. And this time it's the back marker of Torrey who is in trouble. He regains the track, but a number of carts get backed up behind him. And that is unfortunate because it's actually interrupted the battle between Pointing and Hazard for the moment. As the leader is Sargent. He leads by 2.5 seconds over Turney. Hazard pulling away from Pointing now and trying to close in on the 95 of William Seal. So the rookies brought to you by Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell. We thank them for their ongoing support as it looks like the rain starting again here, which will make the second half of this rookies race very interesting, if it wasn't already. Heading down into the hairpin, the 77 of Ponting, Hazard in the 9 and the 14 cart, and they've caught onto the back now of the 19 of Nikki Watson. Jess, Wallace, Cozzy back up to 12th position. McLansborough in the 13th. Then it's back to Tool. So we'll see how the drivers handle the track, which will be getting slipperier and slipperier. Sargent across the line with 7 laps left to run. Turney, then Hazard, Hutching, Bircher, then this good battle that's brewing here between Seal and Hazard. Seal in the 20, in the 95, Hazard to the inside, and Hazard makes the pass. They also catch the back marker there, and so can Seal come back at Blizzard? No, yes, he goes round the outside. So Seal and Hazard side by side into the hairpin, running wide that time, is the five cart. So they're right on six cart. So Cody Bircher is the driver that they've caught almost instantly. That's allowing the 77 of Ponting to catch up to this battle as well. So a three cart battle going on for fifth position. That's the last trophy paying position. And up the inside, making the pass, Bircher shuffled back a spot by Seal. So as the leader is in traffic once again, going through the infield, it is the 28 cart of Ethan Smith going a lap down now. Turney back there. It's back to Hurd and Hutchings. Seal now ahead of Bircher and Hazard. Ponting trying to close in on them. Further back to Watson, who's got Jess behind him. Then it's back to Chloe Cozzy and Angus Wallace. So as 10 laps now are completed here in the Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell Rookies Final. Like to thank ThriftyLink for their ongoing support, along with major sponsors Bar Up Bull Bars. Now we've had another spinner down in turn number 5. Oh, and then onto the infield, the same car goes sideways again. That's Tory, the 67P cart. So race leader is Sargent. Rain just looks like it might have eased up after coming down halfway through this race. Sargent will be working onto a big gaggle of carts here soon, including Wallace, Charles McLansborough, Tool, Oliver McLansborough. So he'll have some work to do as a spinner. Down there in turn 2, it was the 3 cart of Anthony's Lofts who gathered it back up right in front of the leader in the infield. The 63 of Jay Heffron has gone around. So there's carts all over the place, diving left, right and centre. And our leader is having to negotiate 3 carts, Hills, Oliver McLansley and Tool in that order, as he comes up with 13 laps completed. 2 laps to go. The 3 carts off the circuit now. That's Hills. So after a spin, now he's had a major off, and I don't know if he's being picked up. So that's the Hills cart. That's the Anthony Lofts cart of number 3 that was so far off the track he didn't get picked up by the timing and scoring monitor. As the race leader down in the hairpin, good battle here as they work their way through. The leader coming to the white flag. White flag out for your race leader in Thomas Sargent. Turnio has just missed the spinning cart, number 28 of Ethan Smith, who will gather it back up now, and the 5 cart of Hutchins will have to make the pass on him. Then it's back to Seal and Hazard. So William Steele and Taylor Hazard still battling it out for fifth place. Now another yellow flag out. Can't see a card off, so someone must have been gathering themselves back up. Thomas Sargent works through the infield on the final lap, coming up onto the back of the 75 cart, Oliver McLansborough. But it will be Thomas Sargent who takes the win. Turney home in second. Then third place goes to Zach Hurd. Further back then to Jack Hutchings. Behind him is Seal, Hazard, Bircher. Ahead of Hazard. So Hazard's had a problem in the last lap. Then it's back to Nikki Watson, who gets ahead of Chloe Cozzi. Madison Jess has also got past Cozzi as well. Watson, Charles McLansborough. Oliver McLansborough will be the last cart on the leader's lap in the 75. So Thomas Sargent taking the win here in the rookies. Brought to you by Thrifty Link Hardware. Thrifty Link Hardware, of course. Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell. Stockists of everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear, along with electrical goods. Reeds, Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Race Kart Club.
Award-winning Carlo's IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Carlo's IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Carlo's IGA, sponsor of Junior National Light and Heavy. DPE Kart Technology is an Australian-based company which manufactures Arrow and Monaco racing carts and also distributes a huge range of parts and accessories. Trust DPE Kart Technology to the best quality and value for money products available in the world. And gold sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware Grenfell stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, hardware and painting supplies to a wide range of fishing and camping gear and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link sponsor of the rookies at the Bob Hine Memorial. Ruiz Constructions provides advice on and constructs buildings for both future homeowners with a dream and developers seeking the right manager to take control of their project. Proudly servicing the Canberra region. Ruiz Constructions, proud sponsor of the Grenfell Car Club.
He was running... Sorry, I just got to think.
Super Cheap Auto Young is a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Car Club. Super Cheap Autos is a leading retailer of auto spare parts, tools, car accessories, air compressors, performance parts and more. Super Cheap Autos also stocks a wide range of tools and accessories for DIY home handyman, as well as products for travel, touring, outdoors, garage and the shed. Make sure that you get your raffle ticket in the Super Cheap Monster Raffle at the canteen, with over $2,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Tegra Australia is a leading supplier of pre-mixed concrete, sand, gravel, topsoil and our river pebble specialists. Tegra, long-time sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club. West Limes, the best lime. Suppliers of quality fine lime, agricultural lime, dolomite and construction materials. Proud sponsor of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Gordon Garland Moffat, a local law firm which produces high-level expertise in specific areas of law, including property and hotel sales, asset and estate planning, business law, general litigation, and family law. Gordon Garland Moffat have been long-time supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club and are proud to be supporting the Bob Hine Memorial.
As we get set for the final race of the day, Junior Clubman's Final, brought to you by the Canberra Kart Shed. One cart off the circuit already, and that is the 20 cart of Michael Selms. So that's unfortunate for Selms, who I think had finished every other race so far this weekend. So in formation, the 06 is Alec Morse, the 56 is Thomas Chitty, 14 is Woolner, 7 is Tyler Everingham, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Then it's back to Charlotte Ponting in the 25, Taylor Harness in the 48, who heads out onto the track right now. And then Harness will be out there with Cody Gillies, Cameron Longmore in the 36, Gillies in the 9, Hemphill in the 17, Morse in the 11, Shibutari in the 8. Now, Charlotte Ponting not out on the circuit in the 25. That's interesting. Hopefully... all in position now. Alec Morse in the 06. Thomas Chitty in the 56. As we get set for a start. Away and racing. Morse and Chitty side by side as they head into turn number one. Chitty runs wide. That's going to open the door now for Woolner as they head down the front straight. They all fan out as they look for a line down the front straight as the 48 of Harness, well, finally gets fired up after getting into position, but she's lost a lot of ground to the leaders. Morse is the leader at the moment as he heads down the back straight. Runs very wide into the hairpin. Oh, big dive up the inside by the seven card of Everingham. Everingham and Chitty side by side. And that's the nine card, in fact. So that is Gillies. So Gillies, who started out of position 10, is up to second place already here in the first lap of the race. Gillies just getting a bit wild there going into turn number two. Yellow flag out. Tyler Everingham is the cart off the circuit down there in turn number five. So the seven cart, unfortunately, not completing a lap here in the Canberra Kart Shed Junior Clubman Final. Part of the bull bars. Oh, a cart off the circuit there. Is that the 11 cart? So Zane Morse has had a disappointing Sunday. After he started on the front row in the pre-final, he has had a tough run and he's shaking his head now, disappointed that he is running second last here in ninth place. Alex Force. Alec Morse leading the way. Cody Gillies is 1.9 seconds back off the leader as they work their way through onto the start-finish sweeper. And it is Alec Morse. Gillies 2.1 seconds now in front. Chitty, then it's Woolner, Longmore, Hemphill, Chancellor, Shibutari, Morse and Harness. So Morse trying to gather himself up and get onto the back of that chain that is being led currently by the 36 of Cameron Longmore. Cameron Longmore in the 36 has got a big gaggle of carts behind him. He runs in fifth place, so that's the last trophy position. And he has got Hemphill, Chancellor, Shibutari and Morse all closed in on him now. Now move further back in the pack for sixth position. It's battle between Hemphill and Chancellor. So Chancellor and Hemphill side by side. Chancellor's got sixth spot now. That's given Longmore a chance to get some breathing room in fifth place. Rain starting to get heavier out on the track and Chancellor overshoots going into the hairpin. So he goes to the back of the pack as Lachlan Chancellor now finds himself back in ninth position. Track getting slippery once again as the rain tumbles down. Longmore still in fifth place. Hemphill in the 17 cart runs in six. Morse is up to seventh now. Shibutari, Chancellor and Harness rounds out the top 10. Alex Morse, his lead is down to 1.6 seconds. Cody Gillies back there closing up that gap in the TWM DGT cart. Both Tony Carts at the front of the field. The Above All Roof Maintenance CC Racing 06 of Alec Morse leads the way. He's opened up the gap on that lap to 2 seconds as Gilly's got up on the ripple strip, going through the sweeper at the start-finish line. So Alex Morse, Gillies, then it's back to Chitty, who's all by himself in third place. Woolner also having a quiet race in fourth. Longmore, Hemphill, they're about to start mixing it up for fifth place with Zane Morse closing in on them. Longmore runs wide. Hemphill goes tight into the hairpin. And they're down to a two-cart length difference. I think Lachlan Chancellor's off and into the... Yes, Lachlan Chancellor gets out of his cart now. And that is unfortunate. So only the nine runners left on the track. As Taylor Chancellor is starting to close in on Sean Shibutari in eighth place. So Alec Morse, 2.1 seconds his advantage here as they go past half race distance now. Seven laps remaining. Morse is your race leader from Gillies. Chitty in the 56. Then it's Woolner, Longmore, Hemphill. Zane Morse has made the pass now on Hemphill. So Zane Morse up to sixth position as the race leader, Alex Morse, runs very, very wide through turn five. He has still got a 1.8 second. Oh, and that is the fourth place runner, I think, in Brian Woolner. So Woolner now off the circuit, if that is the 14, which I think it might be. Yes, it is. So Longmore racing for fourth with Zane Morse now up into fifth. Hemphill in sixth. Shibutari in seventh. And Harness in eighth. Taylor Harness making a move now on Shibutari. As a battle further back, I think Zane Morse has made the move on Longmore now. Up the inside, Longmore, Morse, side by side. They switch positions, going through the hairpin. Morse has the inside now for the infield. The two left-handers has got the inside for the first one. Cameron Longmore made the switch back, but Morse has held on. And he takes fourth position now. So the leader is Alex Morse. Cody Gillies in second. Chitty in third. Zane Morse is driven back up to fourth position with a great piece of driving. And Alex Morse looks like he might be in trouble of being caught here. There's four laps left to run as they complete lap number. And Alex Morse's lead has been cut down now to only 1.4 seconds. Chitty still sits back there in third as Zane Morse is clearing out and away from Cameron Longmore, who has Hemphill up the inside, and Hemphill makes the pass. Zane Morse off the track again in the 11 cart, so a wheel up into the dirt. So he is 11 seconds behind Thomas Chitty, so I don't think he's quite going to be able to make it back. But as Alec Morse now, 1.4 seconds was the gap last time by. It looks like it's closed up once again. As Gillies now is 1.0 seconds behind. So Gillies can see how close he is now. Chitty is still back there in third. Zane Morse in fourth. He almost off onto the ripple strip again, but this time holds his line a bit better. Then it's back to Hemphill, Longmore, Shibutari and Taylor Harness. And Harness now ahead of the... Well, that's Charlotte Ponting in the 25. I think it's the first time I've called her in this final. So, as Morse. 0.7 the difference now as they've completed 13 laps. Again, it's Gillies closing in on Morse as a spin. And in the infield, the 48 card of Taylor Harness is off the circuit. So after working away back up through the field, it is all over for Taylor Harness. White flag is out. Alex Morse leading the way. He can't make a mistake here. There's only 0.7 of a second between himself and Cody Gillies. And we've seen already the pressure that can be put on even if you're three cart lengths or four cart lengths back as they come down into the hairpin for the final time. Chitty, Zane Morse sits in third and fourth. Now yellow flags are out for the cart that has spun down there in the infield. So there'll be no passing until they get past that point, which means Morse now only has a cart length of difference as they head through the final turn. Alec Morse will take the win. Gillies home in second. Chitty is running in third now as he heads through the final turn sideways across the start-finish line. Zane Morse runs home in fourth. The battle for fifth. Josh Hemphill has the advantage as they come to the finish line. Then it's back to Longmore and Chibuteri round out the runners. Charlotte Ponty back there in the 25 cart. So Alex Morse takes the victory in the Canberra Kart Shed Junior Clubman. Canberra Kart Shed, we thank them for their support of the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Canberra Kart Shed, a full service kart shop including setup and repairs as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Its friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensures your karting experience will be a rewarding one. Contact Brett at the track. Barrett Bull Bars, of course, are the platinum sponsor of the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. They specialise in the manufacture of bull bars and bumpers for all types of trucks. Many attempt to imitate, but there's no substitute for quality for... There's no substitute for the original. There's only one bar up with quality and service that is rivaled by no other. Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga, the major sponsor of the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. We'd also like to thank, before we go, Drew Price, DPE Kart Technology, and Super Cheap Autos Young for their ongoing support of this event. We look forward to seeing you back here at Grenfell soon. Don't forget the next two big meetings, the warm-up for the state titles in September and then the New South Wales State Championships to be held here the long weekend, the first weekend in October. So we certainly hope we'll see you back for that meeting as well. On behalf of all the officials, we'd like to thank you this weekend for participating in the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Don't forget, you have to be here for the Monster Prize draws and the draws of the carts and other goodies. And that will take place about an hour after the official close of the meeting. So thanks very much for all your support and look forward to seeing you back here at Grenfell very soon.